talk is cheap, but words cut deep. We gotta take a stand, fighting hand in hand. Hide behind your lies and your disguise. It starts with you and I to keep the love alive. You gotta change, where's your sense of dignity? No hate, we gotta act differently. Why wait, be the positivity? I'll stand up, we've had enough. Change, where's your sense of dignity? No hate, we gotta act differently. Why wait, be the positivity? I'll stand up, we've had enough.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the Java Witches Shoddy Show here on the Patriots Helping Patriots Network. That's right, grab that cup of Java, you guys, or your favorite beverage tonight since we're in the evening, and get ready to meet my next guest. I absolutely adore her. She is definitely a Flynn team member traveling across this nation to deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Okay. I got to tell you guys, this woman has the best vibrational frequency I've ever been around. I just can't say enough great things about her. I really can't. I'm really excited because she's not just an inspiration and a patriot, but she is like one of the most decorated women working every day for us, literally for us, and she knows none of us, and for our country. She is the president for the Latinos for Trump, Latinos for America First organization, founder and executive director of Latinos for America and the First PAC, I believe. So there's a lot to Miss Bianca Gracia is here, you guys. You can also hear her on Monday mornings, I believe, and we'll talk maybe to her a little bit about that. Oh, let me tell you one more thing before she gets in, because, you know, she's going to stay humble on me. But let me tell you, she has appeared on Fox, you guys. She has been on Steve's Bannon War Room. She has been on Newsmax. She has been on OAN. Wherever I have tuned in, I have got to see her. And now I'm just blessed to have her here once again. So please welcome Miss Bianca. There you are. Hi, my friend. How are you tonight?
Hello, Ms. Just Jody.
Ms. Just Jody.
I am so happy and humbled to be here with you. I'm glad you invited me back on. And most importantly, am I so graciously humbled and honored to have met you in person while we were on our Flynn movie tour.
So, you were like my biggest surprise. I think I'm coming around the bus to sneak our little gift. And there you were. I was like, oh my God, that's Bianca. Heidi, it's Bianca.
And I heard my name and I was like, did somebody say my name? Are you Bianca? And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, oh my God, you're just.
Yeah, I know.
It took a moment.
Oh, so, I'm sure. Like us, you know, we meet so many people doing what we do. And I mean, you had your run going on for Congress at one point, which I was so sad about, by the way.
It was for Senate. Yes.
And yes. I just remembered Bianca for Texas in the website. And, you know, when you do so many interviews, you do forget people and you confuse them.
Absolutely.
And that didn't happen with you. Like you stuck. And I was like, yes. I mean, I followed you around with the Latinos and the video. I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing. I was sharing that everywhere.
Oh my God. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Yeah. It's been an amazing journey. I'm actually home for a short break. I actually fly back out again tomorrow. But I've been home for like a short period of time to come and graduate my son from homeschool. So we had a big, you know, there's a big celebration, and then it was Mother's Day. And so it just happened to be Mother's Day. So anyway, it all was all in one weekend. I had a wonderful weekend with my family. Got to see my family. I've been gone for like, 38 days or something. I don't even remember. It was some crazy thing. I was like, these men are either going to kill me or I'm just going to kill them. It's one or the other because they're driving me nuts.
I have to tell the audience, you guys, she was the only woman on the tour. She's the only woman. So like, she's kind of, you know, she's got to live like the guys, right? And she was a trooper. And we thought of you, and Heidi and I were talking about you on the way home because I was like, Heidi, we're on the road for a couple of days. we're exhausted. And she's been on the road for like almost 40 with the guys, you know, exactly. In and out of a bus and an RV and, you know, vehicles and trains, planes, and automobiles.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, it's been, yes, definitely. Listen, living out of a suitcase in a hotel on a nightly basis. And then, you know, depending on how many hours you got to go, it's like, you know, I don't know. They use all this language and I'm like, can y'all speak English? You know? And so they get so mad at me. They're like, this means line up and this means that this is the time we're leaving. And I'm like, okay, just say that then. Like,
right.
So I'm like, can you just say that? Like, you know, line up and this is, we leave, you know, at this time. But you have to use like these, everything's an acronym. And I'm what the heck is that? Like, I don't even remember. Like, they had some other, I thought it was like Fraggle Rock or something. And it was like, I was like, Frago? What the heck is Frago? I'm like, I don't know what it means. So I know I'm driving them nuts, but it's so.
Oh, like, I'm sure they're missing you because I know you're
military men and you know, in some capacity or another, most of them. And it's been real funny. So I think like, I think they thought we're going to break her, you know, we're going to break her or whatever. And they were in for a rude awakening.
Oh,
you know, towards the end, I was like, I go, you all can't break me.
Oh, no, no,
they
no.
They said, you know, the general says, no, you're like a wild animal. Like you either, like you just have to let you roam or we just have to put you down. Like
so
you
know, good.
The other. There's no training. You know, I said, yeah, I would have failed out of any military institution. They would have like kicked me out.
And so, me too. Yeah, I mean,
like I don't take orders very lightly. I don't listen. I do my own thing. And I'm like, it's kind of actually a good thing for nowadays with all the exposure that we've had about what's going on in this country.
Yeah.
You and I have to agree that we don't need a bunch of followers. We need leaders. We need people who think for themselves.
Yeah.
We need people who can make decisions. We need people who are not like little sheep and go, tell me what to do. You know, you need people who are going to be, you know, just, I always say game changers, history makers. And that's what we need right now during this time. So, you know, I just think it's been pretty cool. And you got to meet the team.
Yeah.
And Jody. So they all have their own specific personalities or characters, you know, and so it's pretty funny. It's pretty interesting, but what an honor it is, you know, you're in it. And so you don't really know what is happening other than you're on this bus and you're like traveling and it's like city to city and it's like unpack, pull, you know, the production put together and then it's pack it all back up. And these men do all of it. And then they drive on top of that. So everybody has a specific task, right? Everybody's in charge of specific things. And so they just really like are so good at it. It's like an operation or whatever, you know, and it's,
I know Boone, I asked him, did you ride in the RV? He's like, that's the command center, Jody.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're in the command center now. Okay.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I know. Listen, Lord forbid. I think it was the first two things or the first two events. And they have these radios and they calm each other, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, they don't use their cell phones. So they calm. And so anyhow, and so I'm like, what's up with this thing? And so I'm like, oh, look, we're in a caravan. And they were like, this is not a caravan.
Oh, my God.
Like, but it is. And they were like, no, this is a convoy. And I said, okay,
well,
we're not at war. You guys are not on a mission. Okay, technically you're on a mission.
Right.
You're like, we are at war. We're in a, you know.
This is an operation, Bianca. Yeah.
They were like, this is an operation. This is a fifth generation warfare. And I'm like, okay. So then I was like, it's a caravan. So then they finally go, a caravan is what illegals do to get here illegally. And I was like, oh, we are not a caravan.
No, we're definitely not.
I was like, that's all you had to tell me. I was like, we're definitely not illegals. So anyway, they got me. I was like, okay, we're part of a convoy. So I was like, we're in the convoy. So then I would get on the radio and I'm like, convoy intact, convoy intact. And they're like, get her off the freaking radio.
Oh my God, it's so good. So good.
I drive.
I would have way too much fun in that. They would have thrown me off. I would have been like, breaker, breaker, 1-9. You know, like, I would have been like, so ridiculous. That is a 10-4. No, I mean, that's a 10-13 or a 10-4 or a 10-12. Yeah, I just would have been making stuff up, driving him crazy the whole time.
Then they let me drive, and I'm very impatient. So I'm like, okay, what's taking him so long? So I didn't wait. I like went to the front of the line and I started driving. And they're like, Vic 3 or whatever. And I'm like,
Vic 3.
I'm driving. And they're like, Vic 3. And I'm like, and so I guess I don't remember if somebody was with, I think somebody was with me. They go, that's us. And they're like, we broke protocol. And I was like, what? And I was like, I'm trying to take a lead here. And they're like, you don't ever get out of the convoy. Like, you have your order. Like, you're number 3 in line, not number 1. You don't jump. You don't move around. And I'm like, you
stay right there, Bianca.
I'm like, you're taking too long and I want to go to sleep. And so they were oh God. They were just like,
how did you get into this? So what happened? I know that the general, like, you know, definitely endorsed you and had a great relationship. I've seen you speak at the Reawaken Tour. Well, I missed it, but I caught some of it later when we were streaming. And you know, I mean, you're very involved everywhere, really stepping up for our nation. How did you get in the mix of doing the movie tour?
So, yeah. So, thanks for asking. Well, you know, I'm no stranger to the General Flynn, you know, posse, right?
Right, right.
War Room posse, the General Flynn posse. Right. I'm no stranger. I worked at the America Project, which him and Patrick Byrne were pretty much over. And so his brother, Joe Flynn, was my direct boss. Mm-hmm. And on top of like Carl or whatever. So General Flynn and Patrick Byrne were in charge. So I was in their, you know, bubble, their sphere of influence, for, you know, about a year and a half. I was their strategic strategist or chief strategist, I should say, at the America Project. So they knew me that way. And then they knew me from Latinos for Trump. And so, yes, he's endorsed me twice for my run for office. And, you know, I got in a call and they're like, hey, we're going to go on tour for the movie. And I was like, I don't want anything to do with politics. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
right.
I said, you know, nothing ever gets done. These people get away with everything. They don't get held accountable. There's a rules for thee, not for me. They're just evil, evil, evil people. Just evil.
And totally.
So I was like, I'm like out of it. But I got a call and they were like, hey, you know, we need someone to, you know, go on this thing. So I actually recommended a couple of women and they said, okay, well, you know, so they were like, okay, well, give us their number or whatever. So I recommended them. I think they called one of them and they had liked her and they were like, it's a 60-day tour. And I'm like you go and come back. And they're like, no, you're on the road for 60 days. I'm like, and I just thought in my head, I'm like, my son's graduating in May. So like, I can't, like, it was kind of not a good time, but kind of a good time. It was like a 50, you know, you get torn. So anyway, so they said, okay, well, they called the girl up and she was like, oh my God, what an honor. Thanks for, you know, telling them about me. And so she had said she was going to go on the tour about, I don't know, 2 weeks before or 2 weeks before the tour was over. It was right after my race. I get a call you know, from Boone. And he says, hey, you know, the girl can't make it. She's not gonna be able to be gone for 60 days. And so the general's requested that you join us. Yeah. And at that moment I was like, oh, the general requested.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you can't, you know, no.
I know. I'm like, oh no, whatever.
I got to make this work because I love the guy. I think with him and I just love him and his whole family. His whole they're like the Kennedys to me. Yeah. You know, like if I would have grown up in that era, you know, the Kennedys when I was little. I mean, I loved the Kennedy family.
It
right?
It really felt like a feeling like that.
It's like
in the movie,
saying they're Kennedys, but they're like a Kennedy family. You know, they're strong.
Yeah,
they're involved. They're patriots. They're constitutionalists. They're for law and order. They're family oriented. They love God. They're like
and they take action.
And they take action. And so And so they're like the Kennedy family to me. And so I'm like, you can't say no. So I was like, I got to figure out a way. And so I did. I figured out a way. And I just told my husband, he goes, well, you got to go. Yeah. So I was like, how am I going to be gone for these many days? And so that's how I got on the tour. And
God
so
God bless you for doing that. I mean,
I know.
It was incredible to be there and see how the whole thing has been going down and being put together and, you know, from startup to finish, you know,
we see the whole thing if you're early.
Yeah. And we didn't leave till it was everybody out. Right.
He doesn't leave until everybody is whether their question is answered, whether they wanted a picture, something signed, he will not leave with his time. And so the rest of us are like anytime, but this is his thing. I mean, this is his thing. This is his life. Yeah. You know, this is his life. It's his life story. It is his life. And so we're just respectful and we're just like, okay, you know, this is his moment to really be able to thank America for what they did for him when he was, like he says in the movie, drowning, right? He was drowning. He was at the bottom and America is the one that gave him the helping hand. So this is his way to say thank you. So you can't run around and be like, hey, gotta go appearance.
No.
You know, and that's what I really respect about him, because most, whether it's elected officials, people in public policy or in politics, anybody in that realm, they show up for 5 minutes, take their pictures, and they're gone. Yeah. No one stays to listen. No one will answer your questions. Everything is organized and it's like a certain people can come in, certain people can't, you know, and the general isn't like that. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing I admire about
tolerable.
He has an enormous amount of patience that I just can't grasp, but he is so patient and
I couldn't believe it.
Literally will listen to people and he's so genuine and he remembers everything. Like he'll say, remember that lady, so-and-so, she said this or whatever, or she brought this. Like he will remember it. Maybe, you know, not as so much as going on, but as soon as everything is settled, he remembers everything, Jody. And that's
what it's impeccable. There's thousands and thousands of people a week, you know, and I have done thousands of probably just over 1,000 at this point, maybe a little more, but either way, or I forget people, right? So I don't know how he does it, but the toleration and being so gracious with his time was shocking to me. I mean, okay, I'm a little over the top because I love him, right? So you see me like, oh my God, I'm up. Oh my God, hug him again. Oh, stop it. This is, you know, what am I, like, I have no general composure. I would if I was around him more. I was so excited. I was not composed. I'm like, sir, I'm so sorry. I'm not composed. Just, I gotta hug him again. You know, whatever I'm doing, being ridiculous. And he just laughed and had fun with me and carried on about it. And
yes,
I got as many pictures. He signed 3 books.
Yep.
I mean, I was in five different lines, I think, to kind of hang with him, plus the VIP, you know, and plus we met him as soon as we got there. So I was just kind of there and in his space and he tolerated me. And I'm like, oh, Bianca, I'm here. Like, you know, just so excited. Yeah. You know,
he totally is. That's what I admire the most about him is his capability of listening. If you have something to say and whether he agrees with it or not agrees with it, you know, he listens.
Yeah.
He listens and he may not agree with something and he'll let you know, like, I don't agree with that. And this is why. Yeah. And then, you know, but he'll think about it and he'll say, you know, I understand why you asked that question. Or I understand why you are thinking this way. Or I understand he's very, you know, set in his ways and he's like, no, that's not, but he's also capable of listening and saying, you know, that, you know what? Cause I've seen like some decision-making, you know, on the tour. And he's like, oh yeah, we're going to do this. And then, you know, somebody will make like, hey, you know, we really think you should consider this or do it this way. And he may take a while, but he'll come back and he'll say, you know what? I think you're right. I think that's going to be the better idea. Mm-hmm. So just cause he's a general, he doesn't run around and he's not arrogant. He's not a person who's like, it's my way or no way.
No,
you know, he is truly a very humbled man. And, And I've heard that that's, you know, from his sister, Mary. She says that's the way.
Oh, I wanted to meet her. I love her.
She's amazing. Mm. Mary is probably one of my favorites. And not that the rest aren't, but mm-hmm. Mary is one of my favorites. She's like that. She's like part yeah. of, she's like, I can be one of the guys, but I am a woman. Yep. But I can be yep. part of the guys if I have
you to. You can do either or. You got to roll how you got to roll.
She's raised. Yeah, mm-hmm. she's like. She's there's three older, three younger, and she's the three in the middle. She's one of the three in the middle. So she really had to fend for herself. You know, being in the middle, you have to deal with us, you know, younger, and then you have to deal with the older. So she's done, you know, a good job, but she's amazing. Her, you know, and Joe and now meeting Barbara. I mean, the whole family is just amazing. Jack, I mean, if you saw Jack in the movie, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I just want to go have a drink with Jack.
I know you just want to hang out with Jack. You want to hang out with all of them. Actually, Heidi and I just wanted to hang out with you. We were like, when this is over, can Bianca just go with us? Does she have to get on that RV? Like, we got an Airbnb and we're happy.
I know. I was like, I'm going with them. Like, who wants to sleep? And, you know, I would like to, like, sit in a kitchen one day and just cook and enjoy. But yeah. I can't even do that. It's like, this has been I was like, okay, first of all, I do not know how truck drivers do it. And a big applause for our truckers.
Oh, wow. Amen. For Trump
and all truckers in America. Because to sit there and travel the country, Jody, and eat out of truck stops.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
No fashion.
And I'm just like, I'm not eating, like, these men will pick up these corn dogs and stuff. I'm like, I'm not eating that. Like, I'll get a banana before I get, like, or I'll get, like, a cup of fruit. Or I'll just get, like, maybe even a pastry or something with some coffee. Yeah. But I will not eat no corn dog and whatever. Right. Crap.
I'm like, loves. Like, when I interviewed them, they were going into, General was in the RV and we're doing the interview and they stop at Love's. And they're going in and they're coming out with all these boxes of hot Love's food. And I'm like, what are they eating?
I'm not doing that.
I would, you get some point, you got to have a salad or something going on somewhere, something.
No.
A little bit of vegetables or something.
And they do, like, some of the men are like, oh, I mean, they get tired of eating that too. Trust me.
Yeah.
They got to eat. So they got
to posted they had a little barbecue. I think you might have missed it because you were home. You were there?
I was still there
for the barbecue. That was cool.
Yeah. Wade did some grilling and it was really good. I mean, it was very relaxing and they grilled. And so, they even made a salad and they had, you know, some iced tea and I can't remember iced tea and something lemonade or I don't know what it was. Yeah. And just steaks and then chicken. So he grilled and
I thought that was cool. I was like, yeah, let's pull over and have a barbecue.
Well, let me tell you, after you've had truck stop food, either it was really good or it was really good.
This is true.
Because anything is better than the truck stop
food. Right. And
you're just like, you can only have, 28 states or whatever now. And you can only have so much trucker food as it is. And it's so it weighs down on you. But it's been great. And so, you know, I'm glad that I got to meet you in person. And I'm glad that, you know, you got to watch the film. I've known him, Jody, I've known him and he was my best friend or I knew him like in that well, but when I watched the movie for the first time, I cried. I was mad, sad and cried. But yet felt like there was hope at the end. And I got to tell you, Jody, that there was a lot I learned that I didn't know about this family.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I thought I knew this story.
Nope.
And I really fought inside of my soul for him before I was active in the movement and really got involved. And then years go by and here I am, with you guys watching this movie. And you saw me when I came out. I was just like, I have to breathe. I know it's over, but oh my God. There were so many little details. And I keep telling people. And here's the thing for me, Bianca, there's truth and you know the truth when you hear it, but then when you feel it, when you feel it in your soul and you're sitting there, there's no stopping that emotion, right?
No.
There is nothing. And I was just like buckling inside and angry. And I was just like, where is this judge? where is this Judge Sullivan? Like, that was my first question. Like, I'm ready to, like, what happened to him? So, you know, of course I had to research and find he's not there no more and blah, blah, blah. And, like, still to this day, I just really, you know, haven't lost that feeling of the heat, of the thunder, of the anger of that moment when I found these things out that I didn't know, in his family. So that's what I think, you know, getting into this movie, that's one thing I think we gotta, well, first of all, I want to say he surrounded himself with the most amazing team. That's for one thing.
For one, yes.
You feel so good with the team that's there, and everybody I worked with, even prior to this with interviews, was amazing. And then I found out about the deep state wall, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that deep state wall was built by two women. I did not know that.
And Ashton and Melissa built that.
And Melissa's wall fabulous.
That led to the movie. And so they built it and he didn't know. And they went and they showed it to him. And he was like so overwhelmed. And they said, this has got to be a movie. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm not interested. Yeah. And he wasn't interested. And then finally, I guess they somehow talked him into it. But
They said, like, tell your story and we'll add this or whatever.
Two women did all of the research and put all of the timeline together about what happened, on what happened to him. And then, of course, you know, you bring in the perspective of the family, because that's just the deep state timeline. Then you bring the perspective of the family and how they were, how they were impacted by all of this, the struggles, you know, that they all went through, the decision-making.
That really got me, man. The whole thing with the kids, the whole thing with Miss Lori, his wife.
I love her.
When she started speaking, I just, you know, look at Heidi out of the corner. She's tearing. I'm tearing. We got them flowing down. And we're like, this is unbelievable. Because also, you know, we're wives. And, you know, it could be any of our husbands given a circumstance, not as a leader of the country, but mine was definitely a leader. He is the mayor here. You know, he also, you know, was a sergeant in the police force for 27 years and did a lot of things. And I just kept kind of thinking how she must feel when the military didn't have his back. It'd be like the blue not backing him, right?
Yeah.
You don't got your blue family. What are you talking about? So to me, it was like, what do you mean the government that employs you, that thinks so highly of you? And I'll never forget the day my husband says, look at this general. I do. He's like, his record. I said, yeah. And I didn't know General Flynn then. He's like, it's impeccable. He's perfect. He's like, he's an incredible person. And he's giving me this real serious look. I said, they're setting him up. They are setting him up. He's like, they are framing this man. This is not right. And we knew then, when we kind of started unraveling our own little baby research back in the day, you know, to kind of do it. So those words were going through my head when I was watching what had occurred and what they, you know, I've told everybody, if you know the story, you're going to learn so many other things you never thought you would know.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw the link up now while we're talking about it before I forget too, because I usually run the link while I'm discussing the movie. But, you know, it was just a really huge basket of emotions involved with a lot of fury for the, you know, corruption within our government. To take somebody so impeccable who has done nothing but the right thing from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And because he won't do something wrong or agree with you, Obama.
Yeah.
We're going to prosecute you to the fullest extent and take everything.
The fullest extent.
Or if you don't cooperate, I'm going to come for your child. How about that? And then we're going to lock him up too. Oh, man. You want to get me fired up? Oh,
it's crazy. So, yeah. I mean, what I want people to know, Jody, is that, you know, this film, I'm like, how did you even come up with a title? Like Flynn is one thing, but deliver the truth at whatever the cost. And it's so appropriate. For not just his vindication, for his telling the story, but for what's going on in the country, what's going on with Trump, what's going on with J6ers, what's going on with so many politically persecuted people out there, or just people who are going through something. It is just so, the timing of this movie is impeccable. And so if there's some people that have not watched it yet, you know, you need to. Like, I wanted to sit home and watch it with my family. But I also told him, I was like, but I don't want you to see it before we go and you watch it live with me here in our hometown or like where mm-hmm. we live. And I was like, I kind of want you to get that experience, you know, but then mm-hmm. I kind of want them to watch it as well.
Yeah.
So, because I'm like, I don't
I want my kids to see it.
Yeah, but I didn't want mine to wait. I'm like, I do want them to watch it, but they still haven't because they're waiting to watch it here
with you. Yeah, mine too. They want to do that together. And I'm like, we're going to do that, you know. And I will say for anybody who's seriously interested in more of the VIP meet and greet that you get, that you will never get another meet and greet like that in a VIP. I've done a lot of them, and you will not get that amount of time, that much courtesy, that many pictures, that many questions. He made himself available for over an hour and a half with us, I think it was.
Yes.
I mean, it was a long time. And I just thought, he's got to be exhausted. At one point, I even said, sir, do you get tired? He's like, I think I'm all right, but it is a little tiring being on the road. He's like, but, you know, he's still good with whatever. He's like, this is what we're doing, and we're doing it. And, you know, there was no remorse about it.
Yeah, Jody, he says it all the time. He says, this is exhausting, but it's necessary.
Yeah, and that's so, more,
what with the VIP, and with the VIP also, you get that bag that, you know, the goodie bag with the book and the coin. And the coin
is nice.
And that's everything really else. Nice. And so it's like, you know, the DVD and
the stream. I mean,
and the book and the first chapter of the book that's mm-hmm. coming out, you know. So,
and I love having the DVD because you know what they try to do. We're selling it and you can buy it, right? Okay. Well, what happens when Amazon says, no, you're not going to be able to stream it no more, or somebody gets involved that finally cuts through the corruption, you know, now you have a copy and we can float it to the world if we need to, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
And I love that he's doing that. We're going to play a quick clip because I have two.
Do it.
And I want to play this one really quick. Let's go.
Former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI. Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
Amen. He is above the surface and patriots have risen. Let me tell you, they are on their feet for this. I don't fall into the trolls. I don't even mess with those bots or any of it anymore. I am like, look at this support across our nation. And I hope he feels it. I really do. I mean, everybody showing up in mass amounts to these tours has got to be the best feeling.
It is. It is definitely the best feeling that people come and they've taken the time and, you know, and they come to hear the truth and they come to meet him and they come to thank him and they come to hug him and they come bearing gifts like you did. I mean, you'd be surprised the stuff that we've gotten. I mean, you know,
I'm like, what is he going to do with all this stuff? I hope he gives it away to the team. I hope he gives it away to the team and keeps the little things we gave him.
Oh my God, let me tell you, the RV was so packed in the back room. We couldn't even sit on the bed. We couldn't even climb in the back. At one of the stops, he said, we're going to have to go to FedEx and ship everything back home. And so they did. I was like, I don't even want to know how much that costs.
No.
But he had to ship a lot of things home because it was so much. And he'll keep it all. Yeah. He is a pack rat. He'll keep it all. And you'll hear that about him in the movie as well.
We had this little wallet made that was really cool. I thought it was good for traveling.
Loved it.
Yeah, that little thing with the, and you could, you know, and it had his name engraved with the flag or whatever. And I was like, or his logo. And I thought, this is good for traveling. But there was some funny stuff in that container, right? But we wanted to make sure there were snacks. And I'm like, here's the thing. I'm a little extra, right? I know that. I'm working on it. I'm a little bit, whoa, yay, I'm here. I'm so excited to see it, right? I'm working on composure. But the one thing that cracked me up is Heidi was like, well, let's put your promo on the back of that gum. And we put it on the back of the gum that was extra. And it was me driving the RV with the DVD in my hand. And Jonah Flynn's like giving a speech on the side of the bus. It was like a digi we made for the And the team, you know, like, Matt's like, oh my God, Jody, I'm loving this stuff. We're having so much fun with your stuff.
Oh my.
We had the Deep State fly swatter in there and it had like a tag on it. It was the Deep State swatter and you could like, you know, so I was like, get it to Ivan, Matt, you know, like so he could run around with this little stupid swatter. So we were trying to have a little fun with it at the same time. And I can't even recall what all we put in there, to be honest, because we had so many
goodies.
Great things. And I was just really thinking to the team, I was like, if they can eat it, then they don't got to store it. Right? Let's get them some goodies. And
exactly.
I heard he had a sweet tooth, so hence
the he does. I was like, I had at one of our stops, I had one of the girls that works for him. I said, we need some, healthy food.
Yeah.
I was like, Lori is not going to be happy finding out what he's eating on his bus.
Right.
And so she ordered these little healthy snacks, right? And she has them delivered. And I pull in this cart. Because they delivered it from Walmart and our cars were being serviced. So that's why I couldn't run to the store. So anyway, I pull in this cart and I'm coming and he's like, what do you got? And I said, the order of, stuff to put on the RV, waters, because we didn't have any water. I was like, and some stuff for you. And he said, what's in here? So he goes,
yeah, oh no.
So he thought he was going to get, his little goodies, right?
Yeah. Oh no.
So I'm like, I was like, let's see what's in here. So I didn't know what she had all ordered. Yeah. So it's like these healthy smoothies that he likes to drink. And so I'm like, oh, he goes, oh, so he gets all excited because he's got smoothies. And then I pull out these little like snack packs, but they're like, it's like carrots and broccoli and, healthy vegetables,
yeah,
little snack packs. And he's like, oh.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, I was like, Miss Flynn found out you're not being very healthy on this tour.
That's so good.
Yeah. I was like, and he's like,
I love her.
He goes, he's like, she did, didn't she? So, who told her?
Who told her? You're like, oh, it wasn't me.
I was like, I don't know. I just took the order and, sent it to me and I delivered it to you.
I am a good soldier. I do what I'm told.
I was like, I'm not messing with Lori and I for sure.
No way. She is the most empowering woman I've ever heard speak in a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything I've heard her speak. I thought to myself, this woman has got to be the most incredible person that has been unknown to many people for so long. Because when you think about not just what her family went through, but the strength we carry for our people, right? And our wives and our husbands, I can't imagine having the weight that she had to still be so courageous and strong and never cave and never give, never bend a knee. And say, we're going to do this. We're fighting like friends, and just, wow. For me, that was, I have to say, probably the most inspirational part was listening to her speak. Not that I don't love to hear the general speak.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is golden moments. But him being our heart, she carries that strength.
Did you see
so much appreciation for her?
Did you see the Mother's Day collaboration we did for her?
I did. Thank you for putting me in there. I felt so honored.
I know. Oh, we were like, as we were making it, we're like bawling.
Yeah, I cried too.
It all. You know, and so I'm like, before I leave, because I'm the one that takes the testimonies, and before I leave, I'm like, sir, I need to get you to give me a message for your wife. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll get it. And I said, no, I'm like leaving to the airport. I've been asking you for this for 2 days. And right. I was like, and he was always something going on. So anyway, finally, I was like, I'm like fixing to board a plane. You're going to stand there. You're going to give me your testimony now. And so he was like, okay, let's get it over with. So and not that way, but he's always being shuffled from one thing to another. Mm-hmm. So he's like trying to get things. So I'm like, you know, and so I get his little statement. I was like, oh, and I'm standing behind there. And I was like, my heart. I was like, oh, my. And I was like, oh, my. I'm such a sucker for like romance movies.
Yeah, me too.
Trying to tell him, Jody, we're like, forget the Flynn, you know, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. I was like, why don't you make like a film about your love story?
Oh,
I was like, that can air on like Lifetime. Cause I can like,
they were so young when they met, right?
Eighth grade.
And they have been loves ever since. That was incredible.
I know. You know? And I was like, oh my God. I was like
they grew up together. They were first loves, you know, I mean,
together. They grew up together.
How many men can say that?
Not many.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's an incredible thing.
I mean, think about it. They've come after the nuclear family in this country and broken the nuclear mm-hmm. family apart. And actually, you know, they've made this the culture think that divorce is the, you know, easy thing and should just, it should be done. You know, oh, if you don't like him, you just get divorced. Or, you know, marriage is not seen as, you know, a sacrament or a true commitment. And that is what he represents. So it's mm-hmm. like, it's like bringing God family all back together again and talking about, you know, that nuclear family that wasn't broken, that they tried mm-hmm. to break, but they didn't. And at the end, I feel look like little hearts, but I feel mm-hmm. Jody, that the biggest reason why they didn't break this family is because of Lori. And she truly is the rock of the family. And if it wasn't for a strong woman, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that they would have survived this. In fact, I have a little rolling joke with him, you know, because I'm the only woman on the tour, but mm-hmm. not only the only woman, I'm the only Latina.
Yeah.
And I saw the movie. I actually told him, Jody, and you know, because he says, you know, you Latinas are very, you know, like, what is it? Like, you're hardcore, like spicy or whatever, you know?
Yeah, feisty, cool. Spicy. You're feisty. And
there you go. You're feisty.
Strong. You're strong.
You don't put up with anything. And mm-mm. and so I told, and he said, well, you know, Lori is, and he says, you know, she's what her, trying to adjust this hat cap. He says, you know, Lori is, and he tells me what she is. And I said, oh, I go, she's a Latina. And so he kind of laughs. He goes, yeah, you know, yeah, she is. And I said, well, no wonder you survived this.
That's right. That's goes, right.
He looks at me and I said, sir, and no offense, Jody, like you and Heidi here, but it was a rolling joke between me and him. And
yeah, I said, that's amazing.
I said, well, thank God. I said, because if you married a white girl, I said, you'd be in prison.
I said, though.
Listen, the white girl would have told the government how much.
She would have whacked out on him.
I'm out. I'm taking the kids. I'm out. I ain't handling this. I was like, no, they pick with the wrong family because you're married to a Latina.
That is so funny. Oh my God. She's like, tough. She's tough. And I love that. House.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, you just have to be a very strong individual. So that's kind of like our little running joke.
I love it.
Not meant to like say that nobody else.
Oh, absolutely not.
You know,
no. But
they always talk about the Latinas being, you know, feisty bulldogs, you know, like we're just like a pit of fire, just, you know, like mm-hmm. a lion just waiting to come after you. And I think it's just the mom.
I have nephew that is Latino and my brother-in-law is Latino. So like their whole family is amazing because
We're fighters.
Well, we're Irish, so like it's a real strong vibe. You got the strong Irish with the strong Latinos, you know, and we're just like rah, 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 when we're together and everybody's opinionated and everybody's ready to like take on whatever it is, you know, and strong stuff.
The Irish are like Latinos.
Yeah.
You guys are fighters. Yeah. You're not meant to take a knee, bend a knee.
No.
You know, you're not, you don't do this very easily.
No.
You know, you're just like, you're fighters. And
I always feel like people don't see me coming when it turns sour. They don't see it. Like they would see it coming maybe with you because you're not going to tolerate it. And they think that I am going to be just sweet, and they don't know that all this feisty is about to come to the front, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm fire like that when I've had enough. Enough is enough,
enough
you know.
Enough.
And so it was kind of like a little, I don't know, white girl secret weapon sometimes being Irish. To be honest, you know,
it's like I love it.
They don't know. They think you're all great and wonderful, and like you know, there's got to be a fierce side
and mm-hmm. you know, do nothing. But you know, no, this is not the time to have you know anyone. It doesn't matter the color of your skin.
No.
This is not the time to be you know weak, feeble, and you know you have to be bold right now during this time. We're in a fight. For our country.
Yeah.
We're in a fight for our children, for our grandchildren, our future grandchildren. We are literally have to do whatever it takes to make sure that we bring this country back to some fairness, accountability, transparency. And I don't think it's much to ask for. It's not like we're trying to take over anything. We just want equality, fairness, you know, and transparency and accountability. And that's it. And I don't think that's much to ask. But that's what we're fighting for. But bigger than that, Jody, and I know you understand this, you know, we're fighting that here in the flesh. But the above that is a spiritual battle.
Amen.
And that spiritual battle is very, very tough. And so if you don't know how to fight in the spiritual battle, you will continuously lose in the flesh because the battle is done in the spiritual realm. And you have to know how to get and navigate through those really, you know, tough waters. And I think that's what General Flynn also somewhat speaks to in the movie is about the spirituality, the fact that he had to rely on God, the fact that he had to get closer to God, and the fact that he's become a prayer warrior. His whole family was praying. His wife was praying. They had to pray. There was no other way to get through this. And he said, prayer is, as he says, prayer is the most powerful weapon that we have. Mm-hmm. And so his depth and understanding of that is so, you know, it is like, it just leaves you in awe. And, you know, and my heart kind of breaks a little bit when he says, you know, cause he's a Catholic and he tries to say things and the Christian community comes after him and tries to say, well, he said this. And I'm like, instead of sitting there saying, sir, you know, that's, let me explain it to you instead of telling you, you know, and coming down on you. But what kind of Christian are you when you come down on somebody who's trying to explain something and maybe didn't completely understand it at the level or said it correctly? And so, you know, when he talks to people, he says, you know, I always get in trouble for, I might say it the wrong way or whatever. And your relationship with God should never really technically get you in trouble because your relationship with God is your relationship with God.
Right.
And people either, and it's not that they have to come at you and destroy you, but they should, you know, a good Christian would say, you know, pull them aside and say, hey, sir, you know, let me tell you what you said was incorrect because of this. And you probably meant to say this. I don't know what you meant to say, but explain it to him because let me tell you, he's a very good listener and he takes it and soaks it all in and he can regurgitate it. But if you actually have that capacity to be able to be an Esther at the moment and try to train him and tell him, and not that you're better than anybody else or anybody, but a good Christian would do that and say, hey, you know, maybe you should explain it this way or read this. It should help you understand what you're trying to deliver. That way you can deliver your message better because everybody in this, on this earth, that's building a relationship with the Lord, you're going through your own thing. You're learning. It's a learning process. It's always learning. You're never going to say, oh, I've learned everything there is about God and I'm done. Mm-mm. Every day it's a battle. It's a learning process. Your relationship, you know, it's like mm-hmm. a relationship.
And learning for me to hear God when he speaks to me. And I know that it's, you know, I have a friend here working the chat tonight, Rat Dog, shout you out, girl, on True Social. She's amazing. And recently, you know, came to God in the last couple of years. And the thing about it for her was she would always get a nudge or an intuition. And I said, well, it's God speaking, you know, but a lot of people don't understand that their impulse or something that is, you know, really weighing on you, God speaking to you. Right. And when you kind of figure this out, and remember, God's only going to do good things. So the impulses that are good, they're coming from good. They're coming from God, mm-hmm. you know, and I've really learned to teach my kids that as, you know, we go on too. And actually something really amazing when I came home from the tour, my youngest, she's incredible. Her name's Joessa. She says to me, oh, I added the Flynn team and General Flynn to my prayers that night. And I said, well, that's amazing. She's like, well, I know that you said they're traveling. And I think it's important we remember that because she's a patriot. My youngest is hardcore. I mean, you would think she's 20. And she's sweet. I know. And I just thought, okay, as a mom right now, what a Mother's Day gift in a week I'm going to have, like looking at her, knowing she just said this, you know, because it was a week before. And, you know, I just thought, wow, this is empowering. But my point of telling people this is that when you can talk it, now you're starting to walk it, right? Because if you're not talking it, more than likely you're not walking it with God either. And I have no problem to, you know, put that out there today that our walk spiritually is more important than ever. This is a spiritual war. We've heard it over and over. And if you don't see it by now, you need to get right with your God. You need to get right with the Lord, get right with Jesus Christ and know that. And mm-hmm. go to the Reawaken a tour, you know, in June, you guys. Come to Michigan and go to the tour because you'll have a vibration. I know you're going to be there.
I speak on Friday. Okay. I think around 2 p.m. Okay. So we'll have to talk about that offline because I want to
interview you.
I want to find out, you know, like, you know, we'll need to talk about like where you're staying.
Just call me.
Together. And so I'm excited to be, you know, definitely be part of that again. And so it's the last one.
The last one.
So we're closing out. So.
There should be some tears on Saturday. I think we're probably all going to be kind of like, wow, what an era and history-making event we just lived. And look at the people it's brought together. When we're together like that, there's nothing more beautiful, more empowering. I tell people that all the time. You want to feel the power. You want to feel something you've never felt before. Get with your patriot community. Get with your Christians mm-hmm. inside of one of these tours. Mm-hmm. It will forever, ever change you. I've been changed ever since.
Yeah.
You know, everything is more clear.
It's a true awakening. It's a true awakening.
It really is.
With people telling the truth about everything that they, you know, everything from whether it's the medical community, whether it's lawyers, whether it's the Flynn family, mm-hmm. whether it's spiritual pastors, whether it's
Eric Trump.
Trump
doesn't.
Speaking on behalf of Kimberly Guilfoyle, you know, Don Jr.
Cash.
Speaking, Cash Patel. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Roseanne Barr, you know, her journey
made me bawl.
She woke up, you know,
I bawled.
There's so many people.
I didn't know Roseanne had that in her. She came out on that stage and blew me away. And I bawled. It's the only break I took. Did 12 hours of interviews both days. The only break I took was to go listen to Roseanne and a few things to pop in and out to, you know, get people. And I just remember going, wow, what a deep story just came out of her. That, I mean, it was like a testimony, you know, and it just made you want to really just, I guess you feel like you want to put it all out there and hug everybody that's in the way, like just hug them all through it because it's so beautiful. There's really no other way to say it. I have another clip we got to play before we go, though.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. This one is made by us with an added clip. So let's see what we got here. All right, here we go.
Buildings, and we'll still find a home. We will all stick together, and we'll never surrender. We won't give up our freedom. There were bright lights before it all went too dark, and their white lies, they divided our hearts. In the blink of an eye, we were all left with scars. Listen to man-made decisions, should've trusted God. You can take all our money, but you can't have our soul. You could burn down our buildings, and we'll still find a home.
We will all stick together, and we'll never surrender. We won't give up our freedom.
From the shores of California, all the way down to the Keys.
Only he will bring us closer when we fall to our.
We've had great leaders. They understood that there was something not right. And Eisenhower was really the first to warn the nation that, hey, there's this thing called the military-industrial complex, and we've got to be careful of it. Fast forward to John F. Kennedy. He actually called out the CIA, made the comment, I'm going to break it into a million pieces. And you have to ask yourself, what did he know? So for 40 years, we have this Cold War. Giant programs that are being built. But that Cold War, it gave rise to the things that President Eisenhower and President Kennedy warned us about. The military-industrial complex, the intelligence services at the time, we now know in Kennedy's assassination, we're part of his demise. It's like, how did we ever get here?
I'm like, oh man, I don't know how to turn it off. Wow. What about that, right? Jimmy Levy's song with all of them.
Have you shared that on social yet?
No. We had it in the show when he was on, but we had really bad service at the end. I was like, sir, I'm going to keep you on schedule. We're going to go out on the outro, so I'm going to have to let you go. You're in the RV.
Oh my gosh.
And then we played it, so we didn't see it. But
I want that.
I'll send it to you.
That clip. I want to push it on our socials.
Great.
That is so amazing and well done. I mean,
Heidi does a lot of stuff with me, and she's great. And then I'll go in and chime and just switch things sometimes to make it updated. But she's really the core of my digital work. You know, we're pretty crazy and she handles all
amazing.
Of it. She's great. And I want to say thank you to Defender Republic too, because she's the one who told me about, the sweet tooth. So he got us popcorn and a few other sweet treats because of that. So thank you to the Defender of Republic. I love her. She's great.
Love her. She is amazing. Heidi,
yeah. I'm looking forward to meeting her. I haven't met her in person.
You know, I didn't even realize that was her. She was walking by in the hallway. She had messaged me on Twitter and she's like, oh, can't wait to meet you. And I was like, in Venice the whole time, you know, I said hi to her. Like, I was like doing my own thing. Didn't even realize it was her until she posted the next day and we were already gone. And I was like, that was her? Did anybody freaking tell me that was her? Because, you know,
I don't know until people tell me. You have to walk up to me and you have to say exactly what your username is.
I'm like, I didn't know. They kept saying her name, so I didn't connect it. Kylie. So they were like, oh my God, Kylie. So they never said, oh, Defender of the Republic. So I didn't know.
I know. They were talking about her one day and I was like, I don't know who that is. They're like, you know, Defender. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You're switching this up on me.
I know. It was great.
She was great. You know, she does a lot of great work.
The one thing I tell people in traveling around the country, and I tweet about it or I'll write about it, but I said, the American spirit isn't dead.
Oh, amen.
The American spirit isn't dead. We go from city to city and, you know, town to town, and even traveling and stopping for gas, and you get to talk to people at the gas stations and stuff, and you make friends, and, you know, the American spirit is not dead. And we can't ever be led to believe that it is, or that, you know, I know that the news, and we even are guilty of sometimes saying America's dying, and we, you know, whatever. And, or we get so frustrated because we know that these people are getting away with things. But Jody, traveling across the United States, the American spirit is still alive and well.
Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful and so right and so correct to say. Here's the thing I've noticed. We're all got a little tired for a minute. We've been doing this a long time, and a lot of people have been in the fight a lot longer. But when I think, here's what gets me. This is why I really keep going, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how many 18-hour days I'm putting in to get it done with family and this, you know, here's what gets me. You think about General Flynn. You think about President Trump. If they can do this, and people like Steve Stern at 83 years old doing what he does every day as a hardcore patriot, we can do this. And I have noticed people are fighting even harder than they were 2 months ago now. Not even talking about the beginning of the fight. I'm talking about where it really matters right now in the middle of this election year. You know, here we are. We are hardcore not bending. We are not going to have this. This is our country, and we are taking it back.
Yeah.
We have the right to vote who we want in office, so they can be as evil as they want, Bianca, because at the end of the day, God wins, right?
God wins.
We know that. And it's in the last book of the Bible. If you need to read it, God wins.
God wins every single time. He may be, it may be a delayed win, but he's always going to win no matter what. So even when you think you've won, you didn't win anything.
We wouldn't have known what we know now if this wouldn't have happened.
Exactly. No,
we and that's the hard acceptance for me, like that we've had to watch so many horrible things occur for people to really say, wow, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's a majority of us that were awake first, a little handful, and then when it just bubbled, you know, and now I'll go places and they'll be like, where did you get that shirt? Where did you know that hat? Like, you can tell now, people care. 4 years ago, people were like, oh my God, she's got a flag on. She got her flag shoes. She's got some MAGA thing going
on. How dare you wear Trump? And like, they look at you like, you know, you were in, you know, insane or crazy.
Yeah, like you're the crazy MAGA. You know,
exactly. But
I was
now,
like, get over it, people.
Now people are just like, thumbs up, you know. Yeah. I mean, they're a little bit more brave to wear, you know, their patriot, you know, to be proud of being a patriot.
Do they chase your RV down? Do they chase the RV down sometimes and start honking? And
you know, and, we have had those, you know, and I'm going to tell you, do you know where we have received probably the most like reception where people follow us honking or like literally we had a lady, literally we thought she was going to jump out her window. She's like, freaking out on her window. We're like, oh my God. And so, you know, General Flynn was like waving at her and she's like, oh my God. Like she's freaking out the window. And even at the like gas stations that people will run up to us and they're like, are you really General Flynn? Like they're freaking out. We've had the biggest amount of reception in the West Coast. Where it's totally liberal.
Oh, according to what we read.
You know, where it's totally liberal, you know, California, the whole California, Oregon, Wisconsin, Washington State, Idaho. Well, Idaho is already like red, but that whole West Coast where we're led to believe that it's just so, you know, blue and liberal and progressive liberal.
Yeah.
We've had the most.
That is amazing to hear. It has been so great to have you tell us these things tonight on the road and everything you're seeing and giving this. Oh, the audience is going to love this. Like the real core of being on the road and what it was like. You know, they loved the interview I did with him because he was on the road, right? It was a different view of him. Yeah. It was real fun and relaxed. And
very, you know, relaxed.
We weren't trying to have a serious interview on the road.
No,
we were
very
having
relaxed.
Fun, you know, with it. And it was really something to see and to have you here explaining it. It's just a blessing.
I will tell you, I will tell you one other thing is that I think this tour has tremendously allowed him to show the human side of him, like who he really is as a person, his personality, his character. You know, people view him and they're like, that's General Flynn, you know, and everybody wants to go attention hut. But this tour, Jody, has really allowed him to really relax, you know, talk to the American people, to thank them,
have
really
a sense of humor with some of it.
Have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. He's a big jokester.
I noticed. I was like, he is
so
amazing.
He's not like some like, you know.
No. Well, the first time I met him, I was in attention.
Soldier.
I was like, oh my God, he's going to do our corner for a press conference.
Yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
going to stand here, you know.
Yeah,
I'm like looking at Kyle. I'm looking
and
at
I'm
security.
Sure. I'm sure that in his element of military, he is that serious person.
Oh, for sure.
But this has allowed him to truly be a civilian.
Yeah, be Michael
and
Flynn.
Just, you know, just be him and show who he is. You know, like the fact that he loves his sweet. Or has a sweet tooth, like the fact that he is a jokester and he likes to
laugh.
He had
a son. I enjoyed seeing him with his son.
Love it. Family. I mean, just really done. And I think I see it as a healing process for him and his family.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
true.
For a long time, they weren't allowed to talk about it. Mm-hmm. They were consistently being persecuted. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of like a healing process. They have to relive it, but yet as they relive it, it strengthens them to the core. And you see that. You see, like, even Mike Jr., he didn't think he was going to be able to make it through because he said, I don't know, I can relive this. This is like, it's
traumatizing.
It's
traumatic.
But, you know, he's really, really, and I told him that from the beginning. I said, this, I mean, you certainly are a grown man. You can make whatever choice you want. You know, you can either stick with it or not. But I told him, I said, this is an opportunity for you to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I know you don't understand that, but until you are sit here, you know, the people that come up to you.
To support you,
hug on you, talk to you, share testimonies with you.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that is healing for you because for a long time you've thought you're the only, you know, when you're in that corner being attacked so bad, you think you're the only one. You think this is, you think there's no one else out there for you. But the fact.
I don't know what has happened.
That's fine. It's probably like the hour's over, Jody. Like,
we got lights going down on us. Amen. I don't know. No, what you have to say is everything that I really felt without a verbalization that day, that this was really something that they needed, but we needed it too. Mm-hmm. And as we have been able to conceive the idea and, you know, we can know where we can only imagine. We can't.
Yeah.
Can't
it's closure.
Feel. Yeah.
It's closure for the America people as well.
Yeah, it was.
Knew the truth. Think about it. Were you not surprised at how many people when Boone asked how many of you were upset when General Flynn went to jail? And
everybody was up. Yeah. We were just like, what? They all think he went to jail?
So even I thought that.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, oh yeah, he went to jail. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah. He didn't go to jail? Because you think that when you
they make you think these
arrested,
things.
Indicted, whatever, right? All of you think automatically they went to jail and they had to get bonded out. But then you find out he was never really truly
hurt. He was never in jail. It was never, you know, but they did make the American people really think he was the opposite of what he is.
Yeah.
And you saw that on, you know, the fake news every day. And I think that his story also brought people like us here on my network and other networks together that said, oh, we ain't having this no more. You guys are a bunch of damn liars. We got the real story. We got the documentation. And we're going to show the people, because now we have the ability to do that with technology. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have as much technology then. We didn't mm-hmm. have as many platforms then, you yep. know. And honestly, it's General Flynn and President Trump that kind of put us in a place to say, we've had enough and here we come, and we're coming
That's right.
for
That's-
you, because you have done this to our people.
Yeah.
That, you know, it wasn't fair as an American to know what they were doing to us. It was us, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It was being done.
I mean, you take a man who's fought for his country.
Yeah.
And served
33 years of service.
Yeah. 33 years. I mean, that's ridiculous. With a clean, the most immaculate record you can have as a general.
Yeah.
And then you're going to tell, and then the people are going to believe you.
Yeah. And they did. But think about it. They did.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did, because they were literally brainwashed to believe what propaganda they were, you know, given or told. But, you know, for those of you that are listening in or that watch this podcast, do know that, you know, our next showing is in Lincoln, Nebraska. We go from Lincoln, Nebraska over to, is it Tulsa, Oklahoma? Tulsa,
I think Oklahoma. So.
And then we go from Tulsa, Oklahoma, we go down to Grapevine, Texas. Woohoo! We get back into Texas.
Yeah.
And then we go to Bedford, Texas, and then we come to Spring, Texas. So okay. technically there's 5 live showings left. And listen, there's no excuse for you to say, oh, well, I live so many hours away. Every single live showing, we have had people that either travel 5 hours, 4 hours, 3, 2,
oh yeah,
including yourself.
Yeah.
That you find the nearest showing and you go because you want to experience the live show. The live mm-hmm. show is not as, I think, great as streaming it, you know, from your home.
Right.
And
right.
It's great, but the experience mm-hmm. to be among other patriots that you ought to know, listen, that every
in the family that suffered.
When the people watch the movie, you clap, laugh, cry together.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's majority of the 2 hours is like you could hear a pin drop. So mm-hmm. you have to kind of walk around tippy toe in there, because you make one little noise,
yeah.
they hear everything, because that
was the fastest 2 hours.
It's so intense that
it was.
No one even wants to get up to even go to the restroom, because they don't want to miss anything.
Nothing. I didn't move. I just mm-hmm. sat there like, are you kidding me? And then, you know, a lot of emotion.
Exactly.
And also I noticed the people that I'm around there would just start talking to you, and they were just so like, thank God you're here. Like, we're all here for a reason and we want the truth. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're walking out with a bunch of new friends. You really are. And that was really, really, gosh, I don't know, a moment I hadn't had in a really long time from a bunch of patriots. And
yeah.
not everybody there was as awake as our patriot community is. However, they were patriots learning about what he suffered.
Yeah.
And his story brought a lot of deliverance to them. In a yeah. lot of ways. And a it really, it became closure. But also, I think as we move forward in the future, we know who we don't want around. And yes. we know who we do.
Yes.
You know, and that's super important as we're moving forward
that's
in our
right.
country.
That's
and
right. That's right, Jody.
That we can't talk election integrity if we don't have the right people involved to have election
that's
integrity.
Right. That's right.
So,
you know, we do have a lot of work to do. I want yeah. people to know that, you know, even when you do feel like giving up, you must watch the Flynn movie. You can watch it over and over and over to inspire you to never give up and to always fight like a Flynn. And so,
like
I said, Jody, I am honored and humbled that, you know, I was chosen to be part of this history making tour. And until I got home for my break, did I realize, like, because it takes a while. It's like, I feel like I've been deployed.
I know, right? I can't imagine your bed the first
night.
I feel
like I've been deployed. And I almost, when I got home, I thought, I don't even know what it's like to be home anymore. I don't even know what it's like.
That's what you were saying. I was like, man, it's going to be so awesome for her to get in her own bed.
I know. I was like, I don't know what it's even like to sleep in my own
bed. And then when you did, you're probably like the next day, like, aren't I supposed to be somewhere?
Exactly. I was like, Trump, you know, you have.
Hey, that, Jody, let's do a podcast.
I have PST, whatever it's called, whatever they call it. They actually have something. They said, what did they say? Bianca, they call, they have an acronym for me. They said.
Oh, I bet they mess with
suffer,
you.
They do. They said, if you suffer Bianca something syndrome or whatever. And I'm like, you guys are like something else. But yeah, I mean, I did. I was like, I wake up and I was like, did I have to be somewhere? Did I have to be somewhere? I mean, like, because you just, every day it changes. And you know, and the worst thing is if they change the plan while you're already went to sleep. Yeah. And then the next morning, I'm like, I think I'm on time. And I was late one time. I was late in Idaho and they had told me, they said, we're leaving at 10 a.m. So I literally got up like at, 8:45. And I was like, okay, looked at my phone. And then it was like, I found the message that said, we're leaving at 9. And I was like, what? And I was like, I got out of, and I was in the shower and because I'm sure they were calling my phone and I hear the banging on my door and I'm like, who is it? And they're like, and it's Boone. And he's like, we gotta go. And I'm like, why did you change the plan in the middle of the night? So I was like, you're just going to have to wait for me. So I try to get ready as fast as I could. It was one of those days I had to pull my hair back, put on a baseball cap, and I just threw all my clothes and I threw everything into my suitcase. And I come out and
girl, this is awesome. I want to do a Bianca biography.
It was so funny. So I walk out and standing in the lobby, you know, by the desk.
She's
with his arms crossed was General Flynn, you know. And I'm wrapping around the corner and I'm like, listen, I don't know why y'all changed. I mean, like, that's the first thing is y'all changed this time on me. And he's like, he's like, and I'm like, you're lucky I'm ready in like 10 minutes. I take an hour.
Spicy girl.
And I was like, and he was like, at least grab yourself some coffee and a banana. So anyway, and so he starts to tell the lady at the desk, he's like, did I not tell you what to expect when she rolled out of here? I told you she would talk back. And I was like,
she's a back talker.
I was like, I have to defend myself here.
And so I am stuck with all these military guys.
I know.
For 30 something days, lady.
I'm like rolling my bags out and outside, and Matt filmed it. I've got to get that video from him.
Oh, Matt, he's incredible.
As I roll all my bags outside, they're all standing at the cars and they're like, and I'm like,
Matt,
so I'm like, tell me, you know what? I'm not even, I said, oh, okay, you want to clap? So I took my bow. I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
that
you.
That is amazing.
I was like, thank you.
And then I got those pictures of you from Matt today. I texted him and I was like, hey, we're fixing our clips here and I need a couple of good pics of Bianca. I didn't get them. She took pictures of her and I, but I didn't get them. And I went ahead in the video without telling her. And he's like, oh, I'll grab a couple. So he sent me some. Is that good? I said, yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. And I said, don't worry, she'll be back soon. He's like, yay, you know, or whatever. And
I know.
I think the world of Matt. He's angelic. And you guys check him out on X at the Real CT 2020, I believe Matt Struck. He's just incredible. All the way around as a videographer, but as a person, right?
Oh, he is. He's quiet though. He's quiet.
Yeah.
He observes a lot and he's quiet, but you can tell,
smart guy.
Didn't realize he was a real like event in the evangelical. I was like, finally had dinner with him one night and I said, you know, we were talking about the whole thing and he told me how, you know,
very what holy
his little testimony was and when, you know, Jesus came and impacted his life.
Yeah, and he flew across the world. Like, and or the nation.
I know. I was like, what?
God spoke and he was like, I'll do this. And then there's General Flynn in his face, you know, like,
and he's like, I was kind of an atheist. I was like, what? So it, you know, it's really amazing, you know, just the level of people that are on this tour. And so, you know, even like Boone, you know, I was like, I didn't know that he was an ordained
minister.
Love him.
I didn't know this. I had no idea.
And I said, he goes, I can marry people. And I was like, seriously? And he's like,
wow.
And I was like, what? And so
I always loved him, man. I did not know that. Much respect.
Yeah. He's quoted scripture. And I'm like, oh my God, Boone, what, you know, who are these people? But right. You know, it's been an amazing journey. And, you know, it's a little sad. Matt and I talked about it. I said, Matt, what are we going to do when this is over? Like,
I know. I thought about that.
We're so, you know, it's not like, oh, report to work once a month and come and hang out or we'll see you again or whatever. This has been like a team bonding 60 days.
Yeah, it's a Flynn experience. It's a new fan. It's another fam for you. And I mean, even us from the outside in and doing what we can, it'll be weird to not have the tour to promote and talk about and discuss and push out and say, you got to do this, because it's really touched so many of us in networks and so many ways that we know it's necessary to be seen. Mm-hmm. So everybody needs to click this link down below in the description box. You guys can do that for us, see the movie, or you can go to FlynnMovie.com. Either way, I am cool with however you get to see
whatever
this movie. If it's a watch party you go to, cool. But you need to see this movie. And
there was if people want to request for Flynn to come in to do a movie showing, you can go on the FlynnMovie.com and request to schedule an interview with him or to schedule a movie, you know, showing with him. And certainly that all gets presented to him, believe it or not, it does. Yeah. And they're going to work on potentially some other, you know, other movie days.
That would be amazing. I was really upset Michigan was canceled, but I was like, if they ever came back this way, I would still go again. So it wouldn't matter, you know?
No, he is showing the movie the day before the Reawaken.
Oh, great. So we'll be there. We'll be there for setup and everything.
Well, Michigan will happen, but it's just going to happen in June. So,
okay.
So yeah,
that's beautiful.
Definitely. So I can't wait. We'll talk offline about, you know, just coming up with a plan, but I can't wait to see you again. I love
me
you.
Me neither. I love you.
I gotta go pack for this last minute again.
Well, safe travels, my friend. Give all those Flynn team a big hug from us here at PHP. And if you guys need anything, just reach out. But until next time, my girl, I'm telling you, I just want to tell you one more time how incredible you are. And it's a blessing to meet and be able to just have a few conversations about this. But getting to know you has been a real true blessing. It really has. You're just amazing.
Thank you so much, Judy. Yes. Judy, the same goes for me. You know, I told you that on the phone. I was like, wow. I mean, you and I could talk for hours. Because
Totally.
Sisters from another, you know, mother.
So. I know. I loved with Heidi and I was like, I know her. I think she's my sister.
We definitely.
I mean, we literally talked a lot about the movie, but we seem to talk more about you towards the ride home.
Well,
we just, we're like, we love her.
Oh my God. You
know,
so,
you just
so
can't,
sweet.
when you know that you like genuinely can see somebody in their real, genuine, true self. And they're so real, that makes you really care about them. And that's the kind of person Bianca is, you guys. So if you're at the Reawaken America Tour in June, you might get that pleasure. But if not, you will definitely get to hear her speak. So try to do that as well at timetofreeamerica.com. Now, Bianca, I love you, doll. We're going to say God bless America. God bless POTUS 45. God bless the Flynn team and General Flynn. I'm just Jody. This is Patriots Helping Patriots. And we are going to see you real soon. God bless y'all. Good night.